Now, some semblance of normal life is returning to parts of Ukraine after 3 months of war, but not in the east, where Russian forces are slowly gaining ground in the Donbass region as they try to encircle Ukrainian-controlled territory. President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is creating what he calls a bloodbath in eastern Ukraine. While the threat of China, as well as Russia, has been the focus of another high-level meeting, the leaders of the US, India, Australia and Japan have been in Tokyo for regional talks.
We have been able to send off a powerful message of commitment by the four leaders from Tokyo to the whole world, which was extremely valuable. The four of us committed that unilateral change of status quo by force will never be allowed in any region, especially the Indo-Pacific, and that the free and open Indo-Pacific is ever more relevant today.
Well, Turkey's foreign minister is in Palestine for a two-day trip. Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu is the first high-profile Turkish official to visit for more than 10 years. He is scheduled to hold talks with President Mahmoud Abbas and the Palestinian Foreign Affairs Minister. Now, waterborne disease outbreaks are threatening tens of thousands of people in northeast Bangladesh after days of rain and flooding. Hundreds are being treated for diarrhea in hospitals in one area of Sylhet. And across the border in India, heavy pre-monsoon rains there have caused flash floods and landslides in the northeast. At least 25 people have died and more than 650,000 have been displaced just in the past 10 days. A boat carrying Hondurans trying to get to Mexico has capsized, killing at least three. The vessel was tipped over by a large wave off the state of Veracruz. Four are missing and four others were found alive.